This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are. This is David Samuel coming to you with another nugget.
Good morning, everybody, wherever in the world you are. Welcome to another David Samuel nugget. Today I'm going to be talking about trust and trusting people when you delegate tasks to them. A lot of the time people talk about being too busy and find it really difficult to delegate, and part of that is because when they do something, they know if they do it themselves that they're going to do it really well, and they don't always trust that the people that they've delegated to will do it as well as them. Well, the key is you should be delegating to people who you believe can do the job, and once you believe they can do the job, then you need to let it go. However, there's a real anxiety in letting go, and we all struggle with that if we're, you know, very ambitious, high achievers, want to do the good work, and that is that loss of control. Because once you've delegated and you say, okay, this is it, I'm giving it over to you and you run with it and, you know, do it, and I'm, you know, effectively trust you enough that I'm not going to check up on you. Because checking up means that you don't actually delegate. And the anxiety that causes ourselves is what tends to get us to interfere or have this incredible urge to check up. And we need to steer away from that and give people a genuine chance to do things that you've delegated to them in the way that they want to do it and in a way that works for them, because whatever system you have will not be their system. And you also need to be quite comfortable for them to do it the way that they're going to do it. And when you get this anxious feeling like, I got to check up, I got to, and of course, if it's your own business or you're managing a department or whatever, the pressure that things are going to go well means that the anxiety intensifies. Once you can start to understand that this anxiety is coming from your own fear that other people won't do things as well as you, and you trust that also that the people are in their position probably better at a task than you will be, especially when you've got so much else to do, then you're in a good place. But it takes a lot of work to resist the urge and the anxiety and the stress to not check up, to not want to know exactly what's going on. This can also feed back into family situations. So, you know, parents will often say to the kids, we really trust you, and then check up on them. If you really trust them, then you're not going to check up on them. And if you say to your kids, for instance, that, you know, just tell me the truth, I won't be angry, and then they tell you a truth that you really don't want to hear, and then you get angry, and how can I do this? That smashes the trust. And whilst you might say, in this instance, I can't just sit back and let it go, you are breaking a trust for the long term. And I think that's not, you know, that goes for colleagues, and it goes for kids, it goes for friends. You know, people are allowed to mess up. And if you've entrusted them with work, or you've entrusted them with your word that you're not going to get angry if they do mess up, or you're not going to be terribly frustrated and upset, then you won't break that trust. And I think long term, that's far more important, to control your own anxiety about things than to break that trust. And it's something that I wish I'd known when I was much, much younger, because I used to think I was okay with delegation, but I would delegate and always have a desire to have feedback and you know, ask them how it's going, and yeah, basically delegate partly, or you know, you do the work, but I'm going to check up on you, and you know, feeling like, well, that's good management, but actually that's terrible management, and a team is really going to flourish when you trust everybody to do their job. And the same thing goes in teams in sport. Everybody's got to be trusted to do their job, and if they make a mistake, they've actually got to be supported. That, hey, everybody makes a mistake, you know, get up and go again, and still then don't take the trust away from them and drop them from the team, or you know, not give them the responsibility again, but saying, oh yeah, but we still trust you. I hope this makes sense, and thank you very much again for listening to this nugget, and I'd love to have any feedback as always. Take care.
Podcast Network.